Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on this bonus episode. Remember to subscribe and share with a friend. And also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 and check out the description box below. There's a list of books I've talked about thus far. If you're interested in any of them, make sure to check that out. So on today's bonus episode, I will be sharing with you a quote from Mina B. I'm going to put the Instagram in the description box below. So she says, healthy things you might feel guilty for, keep doing them anyway. You might feel guilty for setting a boundary with a parent, especially if you have grown up in houses or homes where boundaries were not taught or there were no boundaries whatsoever. You might feel guilty for setting a boundary with your adult children. You might feel guilty for telling someone the truth about how you feel instead of being passive and people-pleasing to protect their feelings. And this is something that we do a lot. We try to protect other people, especially if we have an emotional connection to them so that they don't get upset. But in that process, we upset ourselves. So we're always putting other people's emotions ahead of our own. And that's really not good for our mental health. She says, you might feel guilty for saying no to things that may be important to others, but energetically draining for you. And that's where shaming and guilt tripping and all this comes into play. And it depends on how strong you are in your convictions and taking ownership for your decisions comes into play. She says, you might feel guilty for wanting to break traditions and do things differently compared to how your family does things. Oh boy. And I have had to deal with it. I constantly have to deal with this bullshit. And you know what? It was tiring. I've talked about this plenty. Go back and listen to the whole thing. The first four or five seasons of the podcast is about stories I have told from my past. And one of the things that used to bother me more than now is the fact that I don't follow tradition. I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't celebrate anything that it's on a calendar. I do what I do and I live my best life every single day. And I say that very honestly. And so if I want to go out and do something, I'm going to do it. I don't need a specific date and people don't respect that. So I've had to block a lot of people. Or I have had to get out, you know, I used to have a WhatsApp app where I would talk to a lot of people and now it's gone. I don't no longer have that and best decision I ever made. So she says in the description, a lot of us have been conditioned to feel bad for making a choice not to engage in self-neglect. There are going to be times where you will feel guilty even when you're doing the right thing. Instead of letting your emotions control you, challenge your emotions by doing the hard thing anyway. Hashtag mindful with Mina. So I suggest you begin to follow people who are able to communicate the thoughts for you so that you can internalize what is being said and you get to develop your own way of communicating with other people. By following these types of accounts, I've noticed that I am able to put it into practice and also to describe to myself what I'm feeling or what just happened. Sometimes we just don't have that ability and that's okay. But it's our responsibility now to go ahead and develop some sort of vocabulary that is going to help us communicate with other people. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You bonus episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye.